Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9 February 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And, of course, it is Wednesday night. And by the grace of God, I'll be in the office tomorrow along with Crystal. Judy won't be here, of course. She's still not feeling well and trying to take care of her husband, Johnny. He's still in the hospital. So please keep in your prayers. And also, I'll say this, keep Crystal and the family in prayers also. Crystal's very, very close to her mom and dad. And, of course, this has got her very concerned. But she'll be in the office tomorrow if you want to call and say hi to her. Let her know that you're praying for mom and dad. She'd appreciate it very, very much. And I know she will. Be in the office tomorrow, though, to take phone calls. If you just want to say hi or you want to talk to Crystal and say hi to her, she'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to place an order or even give a donation, folks, we're here to do that. And we sure do appreciate it. You can call us at 800-777-4403 if you don't have long distance. But if you do, you can call us on a toll number, folks. It does save us quite a bit of money at the end of the month if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd appreciate it very much. And, of course, we are still offering the packet. And now we're going to offer it probably through next week, and I'm going to end that because people still order it, and there's somebody getting their orders in late. But it's okay. This packet, my friends, is vitally important if you want to see what's happening behind the scenes with COVID, some of the news behind it, and how this idea of giving this vaccine to literally take the name of God out of your DNA was planned clear back around 1917. Oh, yeah. I'm not making it up. I can show it to you. I'll send you a copy of it. The package is about 80 to 90 pages long. I asked the donation $25 or $30 for that. And we'll see along the DVD we taught at our Bible study on defiling the temple and how the name of God is taken out of you, literally, with the vaccine. It's all available tomorrow. If you call and ask for it, get that to you tomorrow, Lord willing. Just let us know, please. Love you to get it. And I mean that. And, of course, I'll keep mentioning the REM sleep while it lasts. But, folks, I'm saying don't delay. If you want it, please don't delay. Once this batch is gone, we got several bottles left, but it won't last forever. And some of you already enjoyed the product. And folks, a $12.50 bottle, you can get a good deal on it. If you buy more than 10, we'll just have a $10 a bottle, and that's a steal. Oh, that's a steal. That'll last you a long time. If you stock up on it and you want it, make sure you have it in hand. Get it while it's available, please. All right. I think that's all announcements we'll make tonight, except I said we'll be in the office tomorrow, Lord willing, so do sure and join us tomorrow. And our guest tonight is Mr. Rob West. Rob West has been and still is a financial advisor, a gentleman who knows what's happening around the world in this country, whose heart has been for years to serve the Lord and try to talk to the people, explain to them what's happening right in front of us. And sometimes they don't see it, or maybe don't want to see it. Rob's job is just like mine, as a watchman on the wall, is try to wake the people to see the truth. And Rob, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch.
Hmm? Now, have we done a show before? I don't remember.
No, I spoke to you a few times when you were co-hosting with Melody, but no, we haven't.
Well, welcome to the family tonight, my friend. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you.
I mean, you're just, I know you're just a plain old ordinary fellow like me, and it's good to have you aboard with us tonight, Rob. And I know what you've done in the past, and if you want to give people an idea who you are, who Rob West is, a little bit of bio about Rob. Where'd he come from? What's he been doing all his life, and what's he doing now?
Very good. Yeah. From high school, I turned down an appointment to West Point or Annapolis, whichever I wanted. I just had this entrepreneurial spirit and just followed that right on through. And I'm now celebrating my 50th year in the financial and estate planning business. And in between, I've got some Wall Street experience at the vice president's level. I've dealt with bank bailouts and insurance bailouts and some retail, clients base that I built back then, but for a number of years I had my own practice as a certified financial planner and dealing primarily with estate matters, and now I find myself old enough to be one of them that I used to counsel.
That happens, doesn't it? You don't even notice until it happens. There it is.
And it, you know, it's catching up, and but I'm sure you Pastor Butch, you've been in ministry so long that you've gotten such an affection for people, and you probably didn't realize how many years you've had in service either.
Well, it sneaks up on you. I was just telling you before they went on air here that next month makes me 29 years on the radio. Did the first broadcast back in March 1993, and I've been preaching well over 40 years. So, yeah, it does sneak up on you. It goes by quickly. But, you know, when you're staying busy and trying to do what's right for the glory of God, time flies by anyway. But one thing about it, if you're trying to serve Him, you know one day you're going to be in a better place with a better body, a clear mind, and a pure soul. That's something to think about, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, getting into a little bit more of a business conversation, I don't know who invented the term politics, but they should scrub it out. But when things got aligned into Republican and Democratic, and no, are you a good person or not? You know, you're doing things for the benefit of the people who voted you in. And we're, you know, the social media and everything that's going on now, it's just really obvious we've got, you know, the evil ones in place that we didn't even know about, and really. The economics of everything just comes down to we need to be prepared and plan for everything completely different than you've heard in the last couple decades, because we got evil to fight, and we'll win. But in the process, it's going to be pretty rough on some folks, you know, with job loss, inflation, you know, the vaccine problems. It's not really a vaccine. But, no, we have a lot of things, and what I want to do is to help people get an, because of what I've done in the past, I've had, you know, many high-level meetings and things like that, but I became a certified financial planner back in 82, and now it's such a complicated degree that they left out most people, you know, and that's just not the way I learned it. And so where I can, I would like to reduce economic terms and, you know, all the things that you hear into a term that can help people simplify what's going on, and they can make decisions a lot better to get in a better place. Whether it's wealth. Yeah, go ahead.
So with all the experience you've had now in over 50 years, have you ever seen things quite so precarious overall? I mean, we've had up and down times, I know that, some big ones. But have you seen things so close to the edge of just collapsing as we are right now?
Never, no. And, it, you know, I was on the Wall Street side of things during the crash of 87. And I can tell you some back-end stories of what went on. And you know, one of my pet peeves right now is I got people with 401ks and things, and they're just still happy because they got their money in the stock market. And they have no idea how easy it is to turn that switch off. And back some time ago, I know you know your new Bob Chapman. And he
I miss Bob.
Yeah. We used to talk about this stuff, and we sounded so off the wall. I've had him on a few recorded interviews that replay for my clients and things. But this is what's going on, and it's still so off the wall. How are we going to get the average person to get in a position to, you know, survive and help and teach and preserve their, you know, their family? And we're being attacked by all sides.
We are. And you've been in this, like I said, a long time, and you've seen things go up and down, of course, but with this situation, it seems like this is a perfect storm. There's really no solid places to set a footing right now. We've had things go bad before, and people had other ways to, you know, to deal with things and get through them. This time, I don't see a lot to turn to as far as trying to protect yourself other than with some hard assets. What do you see coming financially here in the next little while? I mean, we're watching fuel going up, of course, and they expect it to hit as high as $300 a barrel. Gasoline could be $10 a gallon. That's just one of the things. But what else do you see coming down the pike?
Well, let's go back and first, you know, the definition of economics, it begins with it's a social science. And it's concerned with the description and analysis of production, distribution, and consumption for goods and services. Well, you know, that's a college term for everything that's going on, but because it's social science, you know, we're in a huge social problem, and many people have just been, you know, in front of the TV and their favorite sports team and
sure
credit card lifestyle, and I mean, that's just, but they never thought about things like money supply. Well, what's that mean? They never thought about, we're following mandates from people that shouldn't even be elected on, you know, mass things and all this. Well, wait a minute, I want to know who owns the CDC. You know, I mean, who's the shareholders? Who controls these wackos, you know? So I sometimes really go down rabbit holes that people don't ordinarily go down.
Well, and, that's because we were never taught to be concerned about that, you know, and I know I wasn't.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't know a thing about this.
Yeah, and rule number two I learned in Wall Street, first of all, they had to teach me how to be a trader because I was really a planner, but it's that you need to talk to happy customers so you don't dare say things that's disappointing, upsetting, or leave them with the deer in the headlights look. And that's the kind of economic things you're going to hear. And then when you roll it back, for some time I did a couple of years on fraud and financial fraud and research of money and banking. Which, by the way, I'll tell you a story sometime how I got a $95,000 mortgage satisfied without paying for it because it was fraudulent.
Okay.
But, you know, this is a social problem. And so you and I are challenged with attracting an audience that will want to listen in and research the things that we say. And it's not going to be what you hear because, you know, I was reading over and over. I wore out a couple of pages in the Constitution. I don't see much about a central bank in there.
There's not.
And,
no, there's not. The wars were fought over that, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And so the answers to all the things we're facing is really in that Constitution. It's not that long to read, but it's been, you know, it's been put aside by Republicans and Democrats and whatever. But what do they still do when they take the oath of office, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They swear to uphold the Constitution, and things are still under God. And now what are they doing? you know, that God and his message has left the public school system a long time ago.
Absolutely. And without the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God in this nation, no bond, no oath, no covenant, no constitution will hold us together, because the morals are gone. Without the morals, nothing stays together. Nothing.
One of the fellows I followed, listened to him a couple of times on podcast. He's an expert in changes of civilizations. And he has a history of going back through the last 12. And I'm not going to, you know, put mud on the windshield here. I want us to keep a clear focus. But I think everything we're facing here is really the beginning of a different civilization. And it doesn't have to mean that everybody dies and expires and things. But, you know, I think as a Christian we have a duty to have more knowledge about the decisions we make for ourselves and our families.
I totally agree.
So, you know, you're talking about what causes inflation and money supply and what the Federal Reserve doing, and, you know, well, I was listening to a little bit of John from Chatto Stats, and he was mentioning year over year, the money supply today is 107% higher than it was last February. And
wow.
It was their last ditch. Well, everybody keeps, first of all, second pet peeve is, we keep talking about the Federal Reserve like they are the financial god. They don't even belong in the Constitution. They don't even belong in the country.
That's
so
true.
If we would just steer it back, then all these problems would have to go away. But anyway, you know, that money supply, what money is, let's just call it currency, and it's called a fiat currency. Because fiat means by declaration, it's just declared to be. And the fiat currency of the U.S. dollar got super enhanced by Henry Kissinger when he created what's called the petrodollar.
Yes.
And he went overseas to the sand countries to say, you guys, we got oil too, but hey, we'll just use all yours if you make it so that you only use the U.S. dollar for any other country to have to buy your oil. And hence the petrodollar was formed and made it stronger and stronger because other countries had to buy our currency to buy the oil. And so this has been so inflated. And then, you know, years ago we had the gold standard on backing our currency up through, I think it was August 15th of it was Nixon, 63. And anyway, our currency, our dollars, our paper money used to say silver certificates and gold certificates.
Mm-hmm.
And it would give the bearer a right to come to U.S. Treasury and exchange that for gold or silver, which, paying for the Vietnam War, a bunch of those things got circulated around. And France and a few other countries thought it was a good idea, and they were hitting the exchange pretty hard. So the Nixon administration thought, whoa, we got to change this. And they made it illegal to have
make that point again, because I didn't catch it before. You say we were circulating this all over the world, so to speak, and France would go cash in on them. Nixon said he can't do that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, we had a lot of bills to pay because of the Vietnam conflict.
Sure, sure.
Which was, you know, that was something, that was a false flag.
Of course it was.
Itself. But anyway, we sent money to different countries, and some of them would rather have gold for whatever reason back then. And they brought their currency, certificates, silver and gold certificates, to the Treasury, and they were afraid Fort Knox was going to get emptied. So they just said, nope, ain't going to do it anymore. And by the way, that in that event era is when it's when they came up with what's called spot gold and spot silver. And so everybody says, okay, I'll sell you some gold coins, $3 over spot. Well, what's spot? Well, it's what we agree on at the time we make our deal, but that's where it came from. And so the what happened then, the bankers were completely elated because they could create whatever they wanted. It didn't have to be backed by gold or silver, you know, particularly gold. And so it allowed them to continue to run rampant, but there was nothing else they could do because we were literally paying for the bills and things with physical gold and silver. So there's quite a bit of history. I know Melody knows this quite a bit with the history and the Depression.
Well, we know for sure, because I lived through the 70s, that when they took us off the gold standard, the dollar inflation flew. It just took over. We were going through an inflation time under Nixon. We tried to freeze the prices and keep things under control. But, Neil, I didn't know. I didn't put the two and two together. I didn't even know about the gold standard at that time. I just got married in 71, and y'all just trying to get a marriage together. I had no idea. But, folks, if you don't know what the rules are, how do you know who's playing the game right? We had no idea that it was unconstitutional to print anything, mint anything but gold and silver as real money. Even the states were forbidden to do it. The Bible said we shouldn't use fiat currency. That's Bible, folks. It really is. So how in the world, how do we know? I mean, we just went along with it because we had no idea. That's ignorance will destroy you, will it not?
Well, that's in the scriptures.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But, which I get asked all the time, what do you think about cryptocurrency, Well, okay, here's my thought. I'm not owning any. I got talked into some time ago, and I'm not going to talk about that bad story, but anyway, the idea behind the crypto and the blockchain technology is there very popularly because it limits the amount that can be created, right? And so, well, let me tell you how quickly in 87 during that crash that my computers got turned off, and that was just that. And speaking of that, if you're in the stock market, Barry said, well, look, I got my stock positions protected because I got a stop loss under them. So I stopped it. I'm out if I lose $7 or something. Well, see, that means nothing when the exchange is closed. And there's something called individual people called market makers, and they decide what the price, the bid, and the ask is going to be for a stock. And they use their own money, and they make a spread. But if things close up, and it was trading at 88, they might open it at 24. And so there goes your $81 stop loss. And this cryptocurrency is even worse. And I think the feds are allowing the crypto to continue and the Bitcoin to make millionaires and whatever they kind of say. But Pastor Butch, did we ever talk about counterfeit money? Oh, yeah, we can't print anything in our basement, can we? No.
No, not supposed to, no.
Well, the whole thing we're dealing with, one major component is controlling people. And they would love to go to a crypto system, and I understand there's a couple of them ready to get launched. But if you own cryptocurrency that's not the government's cryptocurrency, do you think they're going to let you keep that? It's going to be counterfeit. See,
that's true.
And the gold and silver I can look at and jingle around, and might be able to take a couple of 90% silver quarters and go fill your gas tank here before too long, and that could be coming sooner than later.
Absolutely.
So.
So are you seeing more of a supply chain diversion here as far, and I don't know if this all actually happened, or maybe this town's that scarce. Are you seeing more of a supply chain inflation fiasco coming even more in the very near future?
Oh, yeah. We've kind of gotten used to it. Things are just going to be slower. No. Just like you and I talked a little bit earlier, this is the beginning. And now, remember, I heard something called Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. Okay, that's a nine-year spread.
Yes.
So what we're doing here now isn't going to be over by the weekend. There ain't no way. And the guys that are pulling this off are the bad guys, and they know they're toast. So they have to make it work, and I don't think it's going to work. But in the meantime, they're going to do anything, even nuke stuff, to create disorder, because they know they're going to be gone anyway. So that's why I moved to an off-grid cabin in Idaho, because at least I can be Daniel Boone up here with the internet and some modern equipment, you know. But I am so far off the grid, you know. The Forest Service is my neighbor, and all of our walk-around neighbors are four-legged and have fur, you know. And
we're bouncing around here a bit. That's okay. I'm gonna get some things out. So you get off the grid because you see what's coming. You decide to go somewhere where you can maybe do a little better for yourself and your family. That was the idea.
Yeah, we bought the side of a mountain, and we can make a family compound very easily because I know they're going to want to have an exit plan.
What do you see happening that's going to make people want to do this? I mean, what do you see coming in the immediate future that does concern you a little bit?
Well, the wackos that are running the government, right, and particularly at the governor level, let's just say that, hey, you know what, as of Monday, we don't have any more food stamp money for you. Oh, okay. Well, people in the larger cities, what do you think they're going to do? Okay, they're going to want your stuff.
They're going to panic.
And, yeah. And, you know, we just crossed over $29 trillion in the national debt.
What they show debt, yes, yes.
That's what they show. Now, see, believe me, do you really think that's an honest number? I mean, which set of books are we seeing, right?
Of course not.
Yeah, but anyway, they know they're creating the inflation, and it's all part of the plan that I believe to take everything down. So being minded like that, what should you invest in? And I said, well, if you can, stay out of debt, but if not, maybe borrow a little bit, because when they do shut the banking and the financial system down, then...
Hang on through. Don't lose that thought. Hang on through the break, folks. Got a lot more to talk about. Okay. And if you have any financial questions, like you call. Tonight's a good time to call to ask financial questions and anything you might want to know about this. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land.
Five years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
Folks, we are back talking to Rob West, and I'm going to have Rob give his contact information a little bit and maybe a email or something, so don't go away. You might want to get this information for yourself. I think you may have questions to ask him maybe offline that are important that pertains to you and your family. All this does. Now, you explained something before we went to break, and our producer there, Todd, said, be sure and finish it up. He's hanging on every word. Well, go back to what you were saying and explain to us that, if you don't mind, Rob.
Well, I think I was going into the currency and the financial system, and what they're thinking of doing now, if it actually happens with raising interest rates, is it would just be a faster flush of what's going to happen in the future. And what I'm really concerned with is social unrest and supply chain disruptions because of that. There's already manufacturing transportation disruptions. But, you know, the fiat currency, the U.S. dollar, what we knew is the Chinese yuan, the euro dollar. Okay, I don't leave a lot of money in the bank. I transfer it into particularly bartering silver, what is known as junk silver, the pre-65 stuff. If you have wealth to protect, get yourself some coins, and I suggest getting quarter and half ounce. Everybody's saying, hey, it's a great investment. Look where the price is going to go. Well, it has to go there because really what people should do is assess, and I can help them do this, just give them some pointers, assess where they are, where they're going to be looking at things in 6 to 12 months. If you have some cash, maybe keep it at home, because when there's a book some time ago called Cats in a Cradle, and anyway, it had this theory in there about this hypothetical character. And long story into the shorter one, what happened was when this character touched water, whether it's a pond or a creek or a lake or whatever, everything else almost instantaneously turned to ICE, and it's called ICE 9. And our banking system is so caught up into that. That was one of the reasons why I went to court once, and I wrote all my own criminal complaints, and then I just got a letter from the county that said the loan I was complaining about had been satisfied, and it was, $98,600 on a ranch there in Colorado. And that's because I found LIBOR fraud. London Interbank Offered Rate. And people have most of their loans, including credit cards, student loans, particularly mortgages, based on LIBOR. And then because when you go to closing, they say, well, closing will do 3.5 over LIBOR, and that's the rate we're going to agree to pay. Well, that LIBOR rate, London Interbank Offered Rate, is set every day in London, every business day, because London was the original financial center of the world. Now Wall Street is right up there with them. But they were manipulating that rate, and I found out about it in 2012. So I started investigating it, and one of my friends is a financial fraud investigator in Fredericksburg, Maryland, near D.C. So we put our heads together, and I wrote a criminal complaint and served it on everybody that needed to be. It's a list of 12. And they changed servicers on me a couple of times to try to keep their lie going. And that wasn't working out well. And then I said, you know, when these loans are put together, see, they send them back to Wall Street, and they make securities out of them and sell them, see? Because I used to sell them. So I found out the tranche of where our loan was, looked it up, and we were almost 5 years into the loan period, and this had a cutoff date 4.5 years prior to that. And when loans go into the pot, when they go into the trust closes and it cannot be messed with because the IRS has severe penalties. Because whoever buys the bonds, the pass-through of the tax on that bond interest is passed on to the final buyer. And if the trustee goes in and messes around and all that, well, that trustee is responsible for all the income taxes. And wouldn't you know it, I looked up the trustee and I reminded them of that. 2 weeks later, I got the letter that says it's satisfied.
Wow.
Now, what do you think about that?
Wow. That's phenomenal. You know, if everybody can understand how the banks will sell you mortgages and profit from them and they're done illegally, they could get a lot of real estate pretty cheap. But so when the banks start messing with the rates, and they're going to have to do something, what do you think is going to happen to the dollar and the people who are trying to live with it?
Well, you know, in a few countries, I think they still have negative interest rate bonds. So, you know, if you buy a $10,000 bond, you get, $9,900 back, And if you think about the currency and what it's really doing, really the bond market is significantly larger than the stock market. And all it is a pool of a series of debt. And so the only tools the federal has is adjusting the interest rates from their Fed funds rate, which filters down into bank rates and that. And I just really, it's the inflation that is currently here. I think it's, first of all, the pool of things that represent inflation has been changing, and the government does change it, the Consumer Price Index. And so, yeah, we still got beef in it, but it's not a T-bone, you know. It's a 7327 hamburger now. But they still reflect the price of beef. That's how they manipulate stuff. And I'll tell you sometime how they manipulate gold and silver prices, too, but that's different. So the only adjusting interest rates, and they're pretty sure when our government debt, 29 trillion or higher than that, when it they never pay it off, it gets refunded. So they need to attract buyers to buy their bond, and all they're doing is playing a shell game behind the scenes with the member banks, and the Federal Reserve creates money for the banks, and the banks buy the bonds, And you and I, we don't even know what a repo is or a reverse repo unless you did work like I do. And it means that they repossess the bonds or they do a reverse repo and they take them back. And as a stockbroker, I'd hear about this, and it was just mentioned in the morning shout-down news. And, hey, well, the bank's doing so many reverse repos. Well, what happened in 2008 was so close to collapsing the whole financial system that they literally ran out of money. And one of the insiders that I talked to, he said a number of members of Congress called their spouse and said, go to the bank, to the ATMs, and draw out as much cash as possible because there isn't any more. Well, we've been reliving that whole nightmare since 2008. It's never been fixed. And so, we're done pushing the rope here. And I to raise the interest rates would just tighten the noose a lot quicker. And so
are you expecting, I don't mean to keep interrupting you, but you bring up a lot of good points here. Are you seeing a really huge collapse here in the next few months? And do you see sometime in the very near future that we the consumer, are really going to be struggling just to keep food on the table?
Well, let's just say you pull up to the Monday morning, you pull up to the gas pump and put in your debit card to buy fuel, and they reject it. Oh, well, what's going on? If they're going to do this stuff, typically you'll find these huge collapses done over the weekend. And it could be a regional thing. But one of the ways this ICE 9 could happen very quickly, this $29 trillion and up, is that the Democrat person that's the Treasury Secretary could say, we just don't have any money right now to make interest rate payments. In 48 hours or less.
Could that happen?
Yeah.
Do you see it happening? I mean, I know I'm asking silly questions here, but this, I think we need to know.
No,
do you
no.
see it happening soon?
There's a number of ways that I think they will have to step in. And typically, when all else fails, they take you to war. Well,
right.
What are we doing now?
Yeah, we're talking about that right now. We sure are.
Well,
sure
last weekend they took 1,700 National Guardsmen out of Boise, Idaho.
Yes, they did.
And
took them to Poland.
Why would that happen? Some disruption, okay? I think it's without a doubt. What it might be, I have scenarios. But listen, if you got a few bucks in your pocket, inflation is not going to be kind, particularly the car parts and things like that. Go down and buy an extra pair of brake shoes for your car. You might not be able to get them. And, just think of things like that for your investment, because the next 9-10 years is not going to be a pleasant time to go through, particularly with food shortage. And what would happen how many people are not working anymore, and how many people in the labor pool didn't even try to go out and get a job, so they didn't put their unemployment figures in the statistics that just came out because they weren't even looking for jobs because they were locked down or they were afraid of catching the flu or something. Okay, well, if nobody's working, why is the stock market doing what it's doing? Oh, wait, what about real estate taxes? Wait a minute, we forgot to talk about derivatives. Derivatives are contracts that are bets on other underlying assets, including interest rates and currency fluctuations from country to country and just a whole bunch of things. What it is unregulated insurance, and it's in the quadrillion-dollar range. But nobody's talking about that. See?
No, they're not.
So when this comes unglued, it's going to be a massive pop. And so... And I really don't want to get anybody, to the point of walking off a bridge or anything here. But let's get serious about what's going on. I'd be happy to talk to anyone, or maybe do a Zoom call with a number of people or a number of people within a family or something, and just go over some of the things unique to them. And then, I was a licensed registered investment advisor and a bunch of other things in the past. So I can't give specific financial advice, but I can say what people would do in this situation. And, you know, okay, you guys take it from there. But,
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's use a scenario that a lot of people could look.
And by the way, folks, this is Todd, our producer, talking now. Todd, go ahead and speak up. I can barely hear you.
Okay. Let's say that someone had, say, around $20,000 disposable income right now, and they wanted to do something to help prepare for this. What would you recommend if they came up to you and said, I got $20,000 and I want to, help prepare for this? What would you advice would you give them?
Well, the important things are safety of where you live, defense or, we probably have a couple years of food storage, okay? So that'll tip you off. Have something that you can purify water with. And the protection, I do a lot with asset protection because there's so many people with a concealed carry license, and Lord only knows they're guilty and the perp's innocent, And so there's ways you can protect your things to keep them way out of that kind of a problem if that comes up. But I'm really not encouraging violence, but,
Protection is not violence. That's required by God. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah. But if you had 20 and you asked me what to do, and it was, let's look for some barterable items. We have candles and matches. But the gold and silver, particularly silver, is, I think, an awesome buy right now. And, they only made so many pre-65 quarters and dimes. But I'd be buying rolls of those right along if I could, because later on, the farmer in the field and the guy milking the cows will take that in exchange and be happy to do that because the grocery stores are closed. See?
Gotcha. Yep.
And the farmer's market or the produce department at one of the major, he's got to go back out and buy the strawberries if he can get them. And, Weimar Republic in Germany, You saw pictures where the currency just went completely through the tank. A 3-star hotel restaurant was purchased with a 1-ounce gold coin. And
that's true. That's true.
A wheelbarrow of money bought a loaf of bread. And I've got some Zimbabwe money. They're $100 trillion bills. And that'll buy about a half loaf of bread over there. I used to give them away at seminars. Think of some things you wouldn't ordinarily think of. But if you leave it in currency, I'm not saying currency is going to fall off the earth, but other things will be more valuable. And particularly to yourself, get a real good look at toiletries and things like that you'll need. And, soap and... And you got plenty of, it's too bad some of the food is not, it doesn't have a longer shelf life. But there's just a number of things, and depending on where you live, some things will be more important than others. So,
All right, good. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor. I have a prayer request real quick before I ask my question. I have a friend, Janice. And she's having heart problems. No, she didn't take the jab. She's got a big test coming up, and I was hoping everybody would pray for her that it's not a surgical thing, that they can do medicine or some other way besides a surgery.
Prayer. Her name is Janice.
Yep.
Okay, folks, remember Janice in prayers, please. You prayer warriors, take this seriously. I know you do. That's why you're prayer warriors. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
That's why I come here. because prayer warriors are awesome. They are awesome. If I told you that a friend of mine today voluntarily went on 2 weeks leave so that Walmart distribution center could try to get enough freight to, because they have been given, you know, shutting down early, sending people home, not enough freight to process, and they voluntarily asked for volunteers to go on layoff so that they could try to build up enough freight to keep people working. What would you
really?
Say? Yeah.
Wow. Comments
that
on that, Rob?
Today.
Well, I've you saw up in Canada what they're doing with a little COVID booth you have to go into before you can go to Walmart.
Sure.
And Sam Walton, one of the trusts I work with, dates back to when he was around and how his estate would handle. And I got to know some more research on the Walton family. And they're not fun people to know. But anyway, corporately, you know, Walmart's primarily their own branded warehouse to keep supplies on the shelf, and they're not necessarily their supplies, but whatever they're running short on, it's probably regional of what's happening, but so many things could cause that supply chain breakdown, like, okay, trying to get stuff in the ports in San Diego and that's not working, or the truck drivers ain't going to pull it. And it just, I don't know why it's not happening, but don't think that this other businesses are going to be immune to that. And I counsel a little bit with small entrepreneurs, particularly restaurants and bar owners, because they have assets at stake. And one of the guys, he said his bacon, a box of bacon he was paying like $23 for, went to $86.
You box know, of bacon?
Yeah, I don't know how big the box of bacon was, but, you know, it's almost so pricey for bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was probably a 5 or 10 pound box or something, but it was a restaurant.
That's still ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so,
but it's just, now see, Pastor Bush, I really appreciate talking on your show because my wife's tired of hearing me.
Okay, I understand. You go right ahead.
Well, but
we got to hurry. They're running out of time. Answer a question. Yeah. Move another caller. But go ahead.
Yeah, expect supply chain things and whole thing with people going home, people not making money, people being in lockdown. There's a huge backup behind that that's going to cause problems, and it's going to be in terms of property tax to keep schools open, all those things. Hey, who do you think kept the IRS open when nobody was working and not paying any income tax? Well, do you think they really need money? Okay, the Federal Reserve came in 1913, and so did the IRS. Is that a coincidence?
Huh. No, it's not a coincidence.
Good
question, Dan. I got to jump. Good question. Good. Thanks for the call. Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch, and I'm joining your guest tonight, and I just want to say three things real quick. Number one, thank you for Called to Decision and that you put out such good information, and I'm asking everybody to please pray for Pastor Butch and Marsha Jean and for Crystal and Judy and for Johnny, for the folks that work in the office, for Lisa and Cody. Just everyone on the Call to Decision ministry team is wonderful, so God bless you all and thank you, and a kudo and thanks to Todd, the board operator. Anytime I've ever called in, he's one of the most pleasant individuals to take your call or whatever, connect you. So a kudo to Todd there. Todd's on my prayer list. You are, Todd. And please tell folks that you love them, folks. Time's running out on us. And tell them that if they need to repent, we all do. We keep repenting and get as close to God as we can and to stand for truth and righteousness and to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and his holy word, the Bible. So thank you so much to you and your guest, and God bless you.
Thank you, Daryl. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, we're down to the last couple minutes, and if you have if you want to call, you still have time, but you better hurry. 844-769-2944. All right, in about 2 minutes synopsis here, Rob. We're under the gun. We're under the gun. We know we are. I mean, we see things happening now that's unbelievable. I mean, we see companies like W.K. Kellogg, that controls the Kellogg Foundation, wanting to give illegal aliens in New Mexico. They want to donate $500 a month to 300 families in New Mexico for that. We see Georgia lawmakers filing a bill to exempt cops, sworn police officers in Georgia from paying state income tax. Oh, my. And we see life insurance companies refusing to pay out on policies because the people took the jab. It's experimental, and they knew it, and they won't pay the insurance bills, won't pay up to the life insurance policies. What are you saying in the next 2 minutes? What do you want people to do? The average person listening tonight that's not a wealthy man, he is concerned. What should he do?
Well, that's where you live and, you know, the things that are important to you and your family that's right nearby. Food, clothing, shelter, you know, those things come to mind for anybody. But pay particular attention. Don't panic about these things because we need, you know, to find individual remedies for most people to get as best prepared as possible. And remember, I believe barter is going to be a big part of working with people. And folks, I'm telling you, okay, I deal primarily with trusts and contracts now, because I think that'll be one of the few things left, because it's been around since Henry VIII. But the financial system is so frail, and it can be shut down. And I don't think that'll happen, but it's a possibility. I think what they'll do is recently rotate troubles and try to get more violence among people so that the people will take care of killing each other off. And starving people and stuff, but we don't have to go. I mean, you know, we're forced in the woods, but we don't have to have that kind of a fight. And you know, if you listen to Pastor Butch, and I know he talks about this very frequently, just and I'd be happy to chat in any time too. But we can do well, but things are different. And if you're thinking about purchasing or something, and you got a couple of bucks. I just made a deal to remodel our bathroom.
All right, we're flat out of time. My gosh. Hey, Rob, thank you so much. We'll get you on again sometime to discuss this some more, okay?
Appreciate it. All right, thanks.
All right, God bless you, Rob. Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a great night, and do call tomorrow and say hi to us. Good night. This is
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.